This portion brought to you by United Way of Greater Lorain County. We always get a monthly visit from the folks from United Way to see what they are up to. And Ashley Hampson joins us. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Let's talk about some of the, we're already into the new year, and I get the W-2s and some of the other things. And so the tax is on our minds right now. And I guess your tax prep is getting into full swing right now. Or where, what's the status of that?
Yeah, tax prep appointments started yesterday. So, we are getting into full swing. We have four sites where we do taxes. There's daytime, evening, and even some Saturday appointments at our office at United Way in downtown Lorain, at Ohio Means Jobs, at Lorain Public Library Main Branch, and at the Elyria Public Library West River Branch.
Do they need to register or sign up, or where's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so call 211. So call 211, they'll help you schedule an appointment.
Sounds good. 211, also a good place for any kind of resources, especially this time of the year with heating issues or maybe the fact that with the snow and people getting around. So there's always good advice to get from the folks at 211, whether it's the call for that or even the website, too.
Exactly. Yeah, the website is wonderful. You can really search and get access to, not only what the resource is, but, what the eligibility requirements are. It's always great to call as well, because you will actually talk to a real person at the other end of the line, and that person is trained to navigate that database and can kind of talk you through what resources exist.
Looking at the calendar, I see Valentine's Day is not too far away. Almost forgot about it. Everybody's thinking about the Super Bowl, but the day after that's Valentine's Day. But you have something kind of special tying with Valentine's Day this year. Talk about that.
Yeah, so as part of our Small Business United initiative, we are partnering once again with Gold Star Awards in Elyria. They do such a fantastic job. Highly recommend checking them out if you ever need any type of award. They've got such a selection, and they're very creative. So they're working with us to do these Valentine's Day magnets. So if you want a kind of unique and small business-supporting ideas for a gift for someone in your life, we have a selection of magnets you can choose from. They're heart-shaped, of course. You can choose color, though. As we know, different roses mean different things. We chose those colors for friendship and happiness and also relationships and love. And then you can choose one of four quotes to put on those. So, it's kind of a nice little customized gift you can make, support a small business. A portion of those proceeds go to United Way to support local families. All good, all around. So, just go to uwlorainecounty.org/goldstarhearts, or it's actually on our homepage. So you can just check out our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and get connected to that nice little gift.
Yeah, I hadn't gone to your website for a while. I went there, and all of a sudden, these big four hearts pop up on the, is this the United Way? It says Valentine's Day. What's this all about? But there's always, you try to keep things fun and have different ideas that come about, and so you deal with issues, but also you kind of deal with kind of building, support from people, and this is just another way to do that. Before we went on the air, you mentioned to me that the B-2022 is now in the works.
Yes.
Similar to last year? Or what's the status, and how is it going to be, and how many different Bs are we talking about here?
Sure. Yeah, we are talking about four Bs again, so we're going to do the four Bs that we did last year. So our classic spelling bee, which Bruce knows well, a Spellebrate, which is a spelling bee for adults. And then we will have our STEM bee, our history bee, and our art bee, which is basically a big Pictionary competition once again this year. We did make the decision to stick fully virtual again this year, but there's a little bit of a twist, because we always like to throw something different. So the preliminaries and semifinals will be pre-recorded via Zoom, as they were last year. And the finals are actually going to do live on YouTube. So we're really excited about that. And I'm probably going to be working with Lorain County Community College on making that happen.
Wow, that's kind of neat. And it just gives an opportunity, live. There's nothing like live competition, right?
We're just going to go for it. We're going to go for it, because it's just a fun, it's fun. It's, obviously testing knowledge in, those areas. It's just fun to see kind of who knows what, and everyone always learns a few things, of course. But just kind of brings a whole bunch of people from different parts of the community together around something that's really important, which is, you know, supporting our local students. So team recruitment, we just launched this week as well. And you can go to uwlorainecounty.org/theB and register to participate in any one of those competitions, or most people just go for all four of them and see where everything lands.
That sounds good. We're talking to Ashley Hampson this morning with Lorain County, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Any volunteer opportunities coming up for people that we might want to talk about?
Yeah, so we will have our next Saturday sort on February 19th. So definitely check out our website. You can go to our volunteer page, uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, to sign up for that. So that's coming to our volunteer engagement hub in the back. We always have donations back there, books, school supplies, tampons and pads, clothes, where we have volunteers come sort and inventory those items. So you can sign up for that. And we're still recruiting for tax volunteers. We've had a lot of new interest this year, which is really exciting for us. But, you know, the tax season has just started, so we'll be offering additional trainings if there's interest in that.
Sounds good. So if people want to find out more of all we talked about today, uwlorainecounty.org is a good place to get information on there. Check them out and follow on Facebook. And how do we get that email blast? How do we do that?
Yes. I completely forgot about that piece of it. Yeah. So if you go to uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, you know, that's where you can sign up for the Saturday sort. It's also where you can sign up for our volunteer e-blast. And as part of the promotion with Gold Star Awards, for the next 10 days, everyone who signs up for the volunteer e-blast, which is you get notified of new volunteer opportunities as they come up, will get entered to win a set of our Valentine's Day magnets. So that's an exciting, fun thing to do. So definitely check that out, you know, and as you'll learn about all the volunteer opportunities as they come up.
Sounds great. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County here on WEOL.